Listen, kid, I keep to myself. I don't bother anybody and I don't want to be bothered. I let you move your crap over here by me so Franchise would leave you be, but don't get the idea we're gonna be friends. We aren't friends. Friends don't exist out here. You can't trust nobody. You got that?
I know.
I'm not stupid, he spat. He sounded so much like Jacob. Everything in her wanted to send him back to the opposite side of camp and let him deal with his problem with Franchise on his own. But those eyes, those big brown eyes. Okay, just so we understand one another, you do your own hustle and I'll do mine.
Got it,
the kid said, his tough demeanor already melting before her eyes. For a moment, she wondered how long he'd been on the streets. He seemed too sensitive to be anything but a newbie. Serenity knew from experience that the streets would quickly destroy a kid's faith in humanity. She climbed back inside her tent, picked up her book, and settled back onto her sleeping bag, attempting, without success, to escape back into the made-up world of H.G. Wells and forget about Jacob. Suddenly, the city was engulfed in an eerie silence, shattering the relative calm of the day. Serenity stilled, her book ignored on her lap, her ears alert to the creepy change. Then a strange feeling made the hair on the back of her neck stand up. The unexpected sensation of wrongness filled her. Without warning, the world plunged into darkness. The Pabst Blue Ribbon's neon sign hanging in the window of the pub across the street flickered and died. The usual hum of the city, the distant sounds of cars and machinery, silenced. Serenity set aside her book and crawled to the door of her tent. All the cars on Front Street had suddenly stopped. A man climbed out of his SUV, staring at the non-functioning traffic light.
"Anybody got a phone I can use? Mine's dead,"
the man shouted. Serenity reached back and retrieved her phone from her pocket. The least she could do was call 911 for the man. She pressed the home button and then pressed it again. Nothing. No logo. She glanced up and saw others climbing out of their tents.
"What's going on here?"
Franchise asked.
"I don't know,"
his girlfriend said, walking toward him with her phone held out. "Everything just died all of a sudden." Serenity had never heard of anything like it. This was no ordinary power outage. Then, the real terror began. A loud, ear-splitting blast of a freight train's whistle filled the air. A scream cut through the quiet chaos. Serenity swung her gaze toward the source just as the passenger from one of the stalled cars stumbled out, frantically waving his arms in the air.
"There's a semi-truck on the train tracks!"
he hollered, pointing toward the rapidly approaching freight train. His words registered in her mind, sparking a surge of adrenaline that sent her heart pounding against her chest. The ghastly image of the semi-truck stalled against the tracks was a nightmare.
"Get out of there!" a woman shrieked from the crowd. "Get out!"
Two men, looking determined and resolute, broke away from the crowd and ran toward the doomed semi-truck. Time seemed to slow, the entire scene playing out in slow motion before Serenity's horrified gaze. A split second before the collision, she could see the desperate struggle of the truck driver through the windshield. However, his efforts to escape the death trap were futile. The train struck the cab with terrifying force. The sound was like the end of the world. The deafening blast that followed drowned out the screams, the gasps, and the frantic cries for help. The ground beneath Serenity's feet shuddered violently, as if the earth itself was trying to swallow them all.